So, welcome. First, we welcome ourselves as presence. Which is the recognition that everything is effortlessly welcomed. And this welcoming is our true self. Not some decision we make, not some effort we exert. Rather, it is simply how it is. These words you hear, this perception you perceive, this sensation you sense, by your very nature, choicelessly, because there is nothing at stake for anyone. Like the surface of the pond is available to the sunshine. You are this availability. Everything appears to you in this moment, moment by moment. Like the sunshine appears like clouds appear. Like the wind appears. You are transparent. To whatever appears. whatever appears to you. Is not separate from you. Like the ripple on the surface of the pond appears, but it's not separate from the pond. Like a sensation appears to you. It's not separate from you. You being this awareness. So invite yourself to simply rest as awareness. Not as any form or any object. Not as any person with a history, any future. But as awareness, which is not in time. Awareness does not appear as an object, as a form, as a sensation, as an emotion. It is beyond appearance, and yet no appearance is beyond it. Like the pond does not appear within the ripples on its surface, but there is no ripple which does not appear within the pond. When you confuse yourself to be somebody who is appearing as an object in the world, as a mind, you are overlooking your reality as this transparent awareness. So invite your experience to be like a floating experience within the space of awareness. Without focusing on anything in particular. So that your experiences merging dancing, floating. And because you are not focusing on any particular aspect of your experience, it merges into awareness. Because in fact, it has always been awareness itself. This moment taking on the form of hearing, sensing, perceiving, feeling. Borderless awareness. There is only one I, one self, one reality. And this I is that which hears these words right now. It's not made out of flesh and bones. It's not made out of memories and hopes and despairs. It is not a male or female awareness. And this I is not located inside the body or inside the room or inside a world. Whatever is located inside the room or inside the world or inside the body is that which you perceive, which we refer to as mind. The concept of the tree, the concept of a lake, the concept of a world. Thoughts, sensations. They have no existence of their own outside of awareness. The body, meaning bodily sensations and perceptions, appears in the same space where a thought appears, a sensation appears in the same space as a memory, as an image. A thought appears in the same space that the oak tree appears in. there isn't a separate space called the world and a separate space called the mind and a separate space called the body. The separation of the world, the body, the mind is a conceptual classification. While in fact, our experience, which is always this moment, is not divided into world, body, and mind. The division is an afterthought. A conceptual classification. That serves its purpose. It is like dividing the ocean into the Northern Sea and the Southern Sea. Or dividing the body into various parts. Or dividing yourself into me and not me. All these divisions are conceptual. And when we don't realize the conceptual aspect of the division of consciousness into me and not me, then we feel that we are some form. We feel that we are within a certain balloon or cocoon, living inside the body, facing an external world. We feel we exist in time, while time is your dream. A thought appears to you about yesterday, about your grandmother, about when you were a young boy or girl. These thoughts appear to you. The impression of time appears to you. Nothing wrong with that, except when you believe yourself to be inside time, to be a subject of time or a product of time. Time is a concept. When we are hungry, we eat. When we are tired, we rest. When we feel happy, we dance. When we feel lonely, we seek company. When we feel the need for bonding, we reach out to friends. Lovers. Where is time in all of that? Now our society is ruled by time, not by happiness, not by joy, freedom, celebration, and beauty, and friendliness. It is ruled by time. Hurry, hurry. Because we believe we exist in time. We are possessed by time and worry and concern and fear. But you do not exist in time. You exist, period. Time appears in existence. Existence does not appear in time. The oak tree in the yard has no age. It was never born. The entire universe is contained in the acorn. Where is the acorn contained? Do not consider yourself to be somebody. Do not consider yourself to be a son, a daughter, a mother, a father, a man, a woman. Do not. Let the body be what it is. Do not define yourself as the body or as the mind. Do not define yourself, period. Do not worry and be concerned about feelings and emotions and thoughts. They're just appearances. They do not define you. They do not limit you. You being this not knowing beingness, being not knowing this open field of knowing, not knowing. I know, but I do not know. And it's so perfect. Turn your attention not downstream, but upstream. Not where you are going, but where you are coming. Everything comes from you. Not your mind. Not your body. Well, there is a question that was sent to me, which I will address at some point. But for now, if there are any questions, please make sure to unmute yourself.